This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 485, recorded September 7th, 2016. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, I have my gallant crew. Diecast, how you doing? Did you get your pile of loot? He's not talking.
Diecast says no comment.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Chris says no comment.
Matt?
Doing okay.
Rob, how are you doing?
Not too bad if my internet holds up.
That sounds pretty good. Donald, how are you doing today?
It's hot.
You have a fan in your lap. That's impressive.
No, it's
so, Don,
just...
I think we should do next week is get that bag of ice like we were just talking about and plant the fan down in it. Then you have the best of both.
Yes.
The best of both worlds. Okay.
Almost human.
Headmaster will
okay,
shoot us.
Yes. Yeah, Don, actually, there's a DIY like air conditioner that I saw. You should like build that in your pants. That would be wonderful. It'd be like your NASCAR.
I could say something, but I'm going to choose not to.
Is it one of those so-called swamp air conditioners where it's just a big block of ice with a fan behind it?
So that's an evaporative cooler. It's not exactly the same thing, but the actual DIY thing may be an evaporative cooler. I was thinking it was an AC, but really an AC requires like a condenser, so you're probably right.
I was just wondering if you were advising Don to put a block of ice and a fan into his pants, that's all.
Yeah, dry ice. You can get it like...
Just don't let it come in contact with your skin down there, Don. That'd be pretty bad.
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Well, that's okay. I'm not using anything down there anyway, so no loss.
Oh, did anybody get anything new this week?
I'll start. I did. I got Takara Legends Blur.
It is so pretty.
And
it is.
It looks absolutely just as good as it looks in pictures.
I wish it wasn't so expensive.
This is the best... My favorite Blur toy ever. It is
more than Energon?
I did not buy Energon Blur, thank you very much.
You lucky devil, you.
I don't know, Energon Blur is pretty great.
I don't think there was an Energon Blur, was there?
There was Armada Blur.
Armada and Cybertron.
Well, I didn't buy either one of those. Yeah.
I have both of them.
And Botcon Blur.
Yes, Botcon Blur, the most redundant, pointless thing ever. No, that Blur mold is really fantastic to start with, and with that deco on it, that's got to be. I can't blame you for saying that's your favorite.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to stretch to find a problem with it, and like that would only be like, well, you know, I wish he wasn't a headmaster, but hey, you know, the whole line is. So,
yeah,
it's wonderful. And it's got a really, really good face sculpt on that headmaster, too, so...
Did you get your Scourge as well?
Tomorrow. Theoretically, tomorrow.
Okay.
Along with a whole lot of other stuff.
How did Blur get there first, then?
GF Source.
Oh, okay. I was expecting you, Matt, to make the Blur is just faster joke, but, you know, Kilby kind of got there first.
No.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I want it.
Yeah, Blur shipped out from TF Source, so I had this one in time for my birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thanks. It was Sunday. My pile of loot from Big Bad Toy Store should be here tomorrow.
So, Matt, one, I'm a terrible friend. And two, since you're on Facebook, I have no idea what your birthday is.
Since I'm not on Facebook, you mean?
Yes. Facebook is the only way that I keep track of people's birthdays.
Yeah, so I don't think any of us were aware. So, happy birthday, Matt, even if it's a few days late.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy coming online day.
Happy not dying day.
Yeah.
It's a good day to die, though.
Nice. I'm kind of ticked off that I failed to pre-order those Takara Legends.
I was really happy to find, you know, when I got back from BotCon, I think that Captured Prey still had some to pre-order.
Yeah. And apparently I forgot to pre-order Delta Magnus as well, but I think I'll be able to get that.
I'll have that tomorrow.
I thought I thought you pre-ordered that the day.
I thought I did too.
You probably canceled it at some point in between and forgot.
No, because you pre-ordered Delta Magnus on the show we were talking about when he was revealed.
Maybe Chris is right. Maybe I went through, because I go in and purge stuff occasionally when I decided that I didn't want it.
That's probably something you said, no, I don't need this, and canceled it.
Which I was wrong.
Yeah, but see, I missed this pre-order when we were at BotCon. I missed it at Big Bad Toy Store. So I went to TF Source and ordered it, and then I ordered Scourge from Big Bad Toy Store, and I got Blur first.
That's...
Oh, well.
So I won't have it this week, but I got a note from Big Bad today that Despotron was in stock, so I'll have that for next week. But I got nothing otherwise.
Maybe it ships it.
Good point. Maybe. I'm assuming.
But
there's no holiday between now and
all things being equal, you should have it next week.
Yeah. I got lucky and found Wave 2 of Titan Masters at retail.
What'd
you find, okay. Don?
Where did you find them, Don?
Walmart. And I bought
Wave 2.
Yep, I bought Wirewolf, Mindwipe, and Chrome Dome. I am training a friend. My friend Blade picked up. He picked up the Wave 2 from Big Bad, but doesn't really want Highbrow. So I bought a Paralon from Toys R Us, and I'm swapping the Paralon to him for the Highbrow.
I don't blame him for not wanting Highbrow.
So,
you know, yeah, playing that Wave.
Does your Chrome Dome have all four wheels, or is it just
I've heard issues. My Chrome Dome seems to connect fine. Other than the feet keep wanting to pop off, but I've heard people saying how they can't. The panels on mine seem to line up. Other than just the windshield tabs, you need to get them tabbed together first instead of trying to tab them when you go into car mode. Otherwise, you're trying to move too much stuff at once to get it to piece together. But I like Wave 2. What's weird is my Skull Cruncher from Wave 1 is the worst QC problem of the bunch, because his crocodile paws clip just fly off at random. One of his pins on his left wrist is nothing but flash. There's no actual pin. It's all just flash. And that's the only thing holding it in is just jammed up in that peg hole.
It's flash?
Yeah. It looks like the peg formed at the bottom, and then it's just a blob of plastic that was somehow shoved up into the pin hole.
This sounds painful.
Yeah. Well, y'all remember...
Don's accent isn't helping it.
Y'all remember there was a figure... I don't remember what figure it was. It was Lockdown. It was one of the Lockdowns where they installed it to where if you pushed it past a certain point, it could break. Because
the Revenge of the Fallen?
Yeah.
No, that was the animated one with the wrist hinges that didn't open out all the way.
Basically, if you try clicking that into place, that all that glob of plastic that's supposed to have been molded into the pin will just pop right out of the pinhole. So my Skull Cruncher has probably got the worst QC of Wave 1 and Wave 2 combined.
Let's not talk anymore about pinholes. I don't know. Just
feel uncomfortable.
It's like the word moist. I don't like it.
Moist?
Get a donut, Brian.
A lot of people are turned off by that word. I inherited that from a friend. She absolutely cannot hear the word, and it sort of, I don't know. Yeah. Bob, anybody else get anything?
Well, I just won something, but I don't have it yet. But
tell your story of victory, Don. Donanomics in action.
No, not really. This
is Donanomics in action.
You know, after seeing the reveal for Grapple today, and it's still the same price as Inferno.
New spoiler, by the way.
Yeah. okay.
Go on.
Thanks, Don.
Spoilers. I'm sorry. Okay. So I was on eBay looking for something else, and I saw a really good deal on a Make Toys Wrestle, which usually runs about $130 to $150, give or take. And the buyer was nice enough to accept my offer, and I got it for $85 shipped.
Nice.
So I figured I still want to get the Takara version at some point, but I love the Make Toys, the chunkiness of the it's more Inferno to me than the Takara versions, and I'm saving about $40 to $50 per figure over the masterpieces. So
yeah, so don't let Kilby give you a hard time about, you know, buying a third-party version over the official one, because, like, I agree with you. Some of those third-party ones have nicer styling that appeals to me more, too.
So if there was a third-party Trax, it would probably be better than the official, and I would probably get it.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
It's a big
when there is
taking a big step here, Brian. I'd like to thank you for your honesty and for this epiphany you had.
Yeah. Now, I've got third-party Masterpiece-style Transformers. I just get them when I don't expect the official to come out for a while.
Yeah.
Yes, which eventually come. It took like a year and a half or 2 years.
But here's the
word. You regretted it long before that.
Oh, it was a terrible toy.
I mean, to prelude a conversation we should have in third-party news, there is a figure that we need to talk about, which I'm really interested in on whether it should or should not have been made.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff like that this week in third-party news.
Yeah.
So I don't know specifically which figure you're talking about, but we'll save
that
as a tease.
I have a idea what he might be talking about, but I guess we'll see if I'm right when we get there in an hour or so.
Don, you're trying to say something.
Oh, no. It's just there's a
third-party. Oh, I know what he's talking about. Okay.
Yeah, there's a third. There's three of one third-party figure coming out. That happens to be my favorite G1 character, other than Trax and Cosmos.
Blot?
No, Trailbreaker.
Oh.
So now we have
Ripper Snapper.
Okay. If I had videos, I'd be making a force field face right now to give you the hint. But I'm not.
No, you just look constipated.
Yeah, force field face.
Yeah. Oh, anybody else get anything?
I got you Night Warriors Computron.
I will hopefully have my next one.
So Rookie lucky, is as nice man. As... So the
Diecast,
Rook...
how's your pre-order going?
Eventually, Big Bad Toy Store will eventually ship mine.
Hey, Big Bad Toy Store shipped mine quite rapidly as soon as it came in. Now UPS is messing with me, though, so...
Yeah, I hit ship my loot early Friday morning thinking... I didn't expect it to go out Friday. I didn't expect it to go out over the weekend or Monday because of the holiday. I expected maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. It still hasn't shipped. So, not a big deal, but it is what it is. I did get, though...
Done, you ass.
Rather quickly, I got a Ravage and Laserbeak from from Amazon, TF Radio.
I'm sorry.
/ Amazon. And, they...
I think exasperated sigh is the best way to describe those two molds.
Yeah. I would consider getting those maybe for, like, giving out during Halloween or something. As a
I've
trick.
I've heard Wave 2 ones are actually better than Wave 1.
Do you want your house to get egged, Brian?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I want the rumble out of that mold. Because I think the Rewind mold is pretty decent. But, yeah, I think I can... I know I can pass on Ravage, and I think I can pass on Laserbeak.
I ordered them, but just because I'm getting Soundwave, and they go together, so...
Yeah, I don't... I'm not getting Soundwave or Blaster yet, so...
Yeah, I want those Wave 2 figures, but I don't want Soundwave at all.
Speaking of Blaster and Soundwave, just to let our viewers know, I was at Hasbro Toy Shop earlier in the day, and they have both Blaster and Prime in stock.
Hmm.
Okay. So does everybody else, right?
Yeah.
I've only seen Blaster in stock someplace. I hadn't seen Prime in stock.
Okay.
Most places that have the first wave leaders were selling them as a set, not individually.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Anyway, back to Computron, now that Diecast is done being Diecast. I really like how Nosecone turned out. The colors work a lot better for me in person than any of the pictures had shown before.
Wow, that doesn't look terrible. I like it.
No, it doesn't look terrible at all.
Nosecone never looked terrible.
I mean, the colors.
Really?
The colors at some points didn't
look
like...
Did you not watch season 3?
They didn't look super Nosecone.
No,
we're not talking
about that.
But, like, they work really well on this mold, having it in hand. I also really like Strafe. The proportions...
Looks so much better.
The proportions look really good. The colors, I don't know how, but I would like the colors tweaked a little bit to be a little less Aerial Bot looking. But, like, it works really well. The whole thing where the head pops off when you try to move the combiner peg is somewhat solved. There's still places it can sit where that will happen, but if you have it basically at a midpoint, this ridge can pass through the space without forcing the head off. So there's improvement over Blastoff there. And the vehicle mode looks cool too, but I like the Hasbro one's vehicle mode a little bit better.
And the removable guns are probably a lot nicer to have too than just the.
Yes, yeah. He has guns. That's important.
Yeah, I would be completely satisfied with Hasbro Strafe if those guns came off. That is a really kind of a thing.
Okay, so Scattershot's remolding looks really nice.
How substantial is it?
Okay, so there is, you know, the combiner chest pieces on the side of the legs. The robot mode chest is different. And then the combiner head, if I can get the panel open again. The combiner head does the same trick as Superion, where the antennae flip up. But yeah. They're solid. They're not rubbery plastic. And then, of course, there's the remolded combiner head, which is probably blurry because this has no focus.
Yeah.
But it looks like his tongue's sticking out.
That's about the extent of the remolding, though. Like, they only did a little bit. They only did a little bit extra based on what had already been done.
But it makes a big difference.
It does. It divorces it from Silverbolt a lot more.
Yeah. But you have kneecaps.
Yeah. But look.
The kneecaps. That's subtle, but. That doesn't stand out quite as much, but those are different too.
It needs that cannon that just pops out when you press the button, though.
Yeah, he needs a big cannon dong. But one thing I don't really like, though, is Afterburner, just because it's too red. Like, there's no real orange to this red at all.
You would think that.
But I like the guns. Like, no, these guns are so cool looking.
Oh, wow, yeah. It looks like what the G1 guns would look like if they were actually
blue canopy, not green.
Yeah. Which looks so much better.
And then there's not really any remolding done to Lightspeed aside from the robot head. And it's pretty much just a bunch of red. At least the unpaintable plastic parts are a darker color, so there's visual contrast in it. The mold looks nice and red. It's just probably like the least interesting of the whole bunch.
But it's sort of strange looking back over the history of Combiner Wars. The most versatile and probably the most liked leader class, to a degree, is a Silverbolt toy.
Voyager class, but yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Ultimately that came out the best on all the things it was trying to do. Like, there's better Voyager robot modes, there's better Voyager vehicles, but there's not any one that does all three things that well. Also, here's the combined rifle for Computron, which uses, three figures parts. Strafe and Nose Cone's guns stay on them. There's not really... There's still peg holes, so you could fit them on somehow, make an even bigger mess. I just haven't gotten around to messing with that yet.
I can't wait till they do Voltagus.
Yeah. But I really am happy... Yeah, that too. I'm really happy they gave Scattershot new rifle, so he's not just carrying around another Silverbolt rifle.
Oh, God, that makes a big... Yeah.
Yeah, these are cool looking, too. Like, all the remolding they did on this set is really nicely executed. I'm really happy with this.
Have you swapped the Combiner Wars hands and feet to the Unite Warriors version?
Well, I don't have Combiner Wars Computron, so I don't have a set of those hands.
I'll probably do that.
I'll probably get Victorion's hands and feet out later and see how they work on there, but I'm not a big fan of Victorion's hands and feet, so I'm not expecting much out of it.
Well, you don't want the high heels on Computron.
I don't even care about that, because like, I am used to Gundams enough where all of them have high heels of some fashion. And the feet on Victorion were narrow, so they weren't like that good at holding poses. Yeah, like stylistically, I'd like to have the Hasbro Computron hands and feet, because I think they would look good on there. But
I'll sell you mine for $75.
No, it's okay. Functionally, the actual Combiner Wars style hands and feet are fine with me.
Anybody get anything else? Okay, good. So we failed to talk about Combiner Wars, the cartoon, last week.
No, I was just hoping you wouldn't notice.
Oh, I didn't. So we have two new episodes to talk about. Not so crazy about either. So anybody have any other thoughts?
The plot of last week's episode was entirely dependent on everyone in it being a complete idiot.
Kind of, yes. I'm joking. I like today's episode a little better.
Yeah.
So spoilers. Originally we had joked or questioned whether or not Starscream had turned a new leaf or when he was describing himself now, if he was like, sort of just embellishing or changing based on his own perspective of himself, or if he actually had become like good. Well, to very few people's surprise, in today's episode, he showed that he is still a jerk and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the enigma of combination and MacGuffined it, or whatever it does. And now he's like a Cybertronian god or something.
Super combiner is basically what he wants to be.
Starscream.
I thought it was funny how they turned to Megatron and be like, this was your plan all along? Like, no, that was his plan. I would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Megatron actually has some pretty good dialogue in
this. Yeah, Megatron is the best part of this, hands down.
Yeah, yeah. It's for a five minute episode. I think they did the most in this episode, the episode that posted today compared to the others, and I felt less condescended.
Mm-hmm.
To Rob's point about kind of assuming that everybody in the show is dumb. But today's episode was okay. I didn't love it, but it was okay.
Evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Yes, well, good and evil were both pretty damn dumb last week. It's okay, we're going to go visit the council. We want something from them. We're going to take all our guns. They're not going to trust us. We're going to start shooting each other. None of this makes any sense. And, Rodimus is standing there talking about how Optimus Prime at least is trustworthy, and it's like they don't bother to let Optimus talk and explain himself. Because if they do, the shooting wouldn't start, and they couldn't advance the plot.
Exactly.
That does sound kind of dumb.
That was the single worst episode of this so far. That was idiotic.
Well, yeah. So I want to speak in generalities because I don't want to spoil too much. But at the same time, I feel like we're doing it a disservice, or the listeners a disservice, by not saying more expressly what happened. So. Again, spoilers. So at the end of last week's episode, Devastator showed up to confront, basically the Rodimus or Hot Rod, Starscream, and whatever the other person's name is. I don't know. Mistress of Flame. Also, Megatron, Optimus Prime, and Windbreaker. I about said Windbreaker. Yeah. But...
I would watch this if that was the case.
Yeah, I was thinking of
G2 up in this.
That's like I was thinking of Windbreaker when Don was talking about his favorite G1 character. I'm like, well, if it was you said G2, it would have been Windbreaker. but so they show up and they fight because that's pretty much what they can do. That's what they know how to do is fight, and it was okay.
Doesn't sound okay.
No, it really wasn't.
You didn't watch it.
Yeah, he's waiting until the whole thing is done, which is probably wise, but...
Yeah.
So one thing that I kind of appreciated is in the first episode, when Blade took out that, MacGuffin thing, their sword that apparently can cut through anything. So she was going to use it on... Devastator in this episode, and he basically just bonked it away, which I was very happy with because I hate that thing. Because it's like the ultimate nullifier or whatever, it just invalidates anything else if she hits it. It's kind of like a wrestling finishing move. If you're Hulk Hogan, it's like the leg drop. I don't know. I sometimes feel like I'm being overly harsh, and sometimes I feel like I'm being overly forgiving.
Yeah, which, if you can do both at the same time, you're probably being fair.
Yes. So basically, we learn from this that Bruticus and Minosaur aren't dead. Not Bruticus, Computron and Minosaur aren't.
Yeah, they're not dead, or the Enigma revived them along with all the other, plot convenient crap it can suddenly do.
Well, that's good, because I didn't want Computron or Minosaur dead. Mm. They don't need to be dead.
I guess they don't, but in another 10 minutes worth of story, it's not going to matter at all.
So what did Victorion accomplish in this episode? I forgot Victorion showed up.
Victorion accomplished something?
She showed up and turned in one of Starscream's legs. That's it.
She fought Devastator for a little bit.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
We didn't even get an explanation of who she is or why she's there.
Yeah, she just showed up.
She didn't. I think she didn't Devastator to get the Enigma combination because Devastator's like an idiot combiner.
Yeah.
Is basically what I got out of it.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it this way, that, you know, we had to take a second to have a scene where Optimus Prime was sure to use her name so people would know who she was. So that, yes, that's where we are with this.
Well,
And I'm glad that Rodimus didn't die.
Yeah.
But Devastator ripped off his arm at the end of last week's episode.
Yeah.
You know, if I actually kind of like this 5-minute episode dealio, though, because I have such a short attention span at this point in my life that 5 minutes is about all I can pay attention to.
I can manage a longer attention span if I need to, but that's about as much patience as I have for this writing.
Yeah, I wish it were a much more engaging 5 minutes.
Yeah, that is kind of the thing. I want to like this more than I do. It's one of those things. I really do like you said. I like what they've done with Megatron. He is the best written, most entertaining character in the show.
And his voice doesn't even bother me now.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, the only thing that bothers me is if they were going for that kind of Megatron voice, they should have gotten Chris McFeely. Full stop. But yeah, Megatron is the best part of this, and like I said, they should have covered some of the stuff they did in like the first 2-3 chapters in the prologue and just jumped right where they're recruiting Megatron, because that's pretty much the most interesting part of the whole thing so far.
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly, by this point, I am completely used to like Frank and John as Starscream and Optimus, respectively. So I think the voices have definitely grown on me. Not that I had a problem specifically with either of their voices. It's just that I'm so used to, you know, Chris Latta and Peter Cullen that it's kind of hard. They're imprinted on my brain. It's kind of hard to accept something different. Like with Neil Kaplan doing Optimus Prime, it, in my mind, read Optimus Prime as somebody different entirely. So it didn't really much matter.
Yeah.
But these are somewhat supposed to be the original G1 incarnations, roughly speaking. But like I'm used to the voices, and I didn't notice any egregious failure in audio production this week. Nothing jumped out. Last week, I don't even remember who it was, but it must have been Windblade or somebody. It just grated on my nerves. But this week, I didn't hear anything like that.
Yeah,
or maybe I wasn't paying enough attention.
No, I think you're right. I'm not thrilled with how they're doing the modulation. I think John's performance is fine as Optimus Prime. I think that they could have processed it a little bit better to where, you know, I'm happier with it, but I think he's doing a great job. So
yeah, I'm very pleased with it. I wish he were directed to speak more like Optimus Prime from the cartoon.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's not what Hasbro wants anymore.
It's not what whoever's in charge of media wants.
Yeah.
So neither here nor there, because he can do an Optimus Prime that's like fun and, you know, full of life.
Yeah. I mean, and this, to be fair, the plot doesn't really call for a young sounding Optimus Prime.
Yeah, but Optimus Prime is already like 9 million years old. So what's the difference?
Yeah, this is true. But, you know, I can see why they would go with that style of Optimus Prime, given that it's the prevalent interpretation and, you know, where he is in this story. I can see why they would do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, I don't think any of us are extremely satisfied, but I'm learning to live with what we have.
I'm pretty satisfied.
That's a bad attitude to have, Kilby.
You don't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
No, but you can always expect better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Diecast likes it. What is it that you...
That's a selling point.
What do you like about it, Diecast? What is it?
I like that they're quick. I think it's fun. I like that it's a new story, something we kind of haven't heard yet.
Unless you read the IDW comics.
I don't read comics. But I don't know. I'm enjoying it. And it's free. It's not like I'm paying for it. I don't have to buy it like a comic. I don't have, you know what I mean? I'm going to a website and I'm watching 5 minutes of free entertainment. So
he's got a point.
Yeah.
I'm paying nothing for this.
But being free is not an excuse to be bad.
I don't think it's bad.
It softens the blow.
I don't think it's bad.
That is a point. When something is bad and I paid for it, I take it a lot more personally. But
yeah.
This is just like, there are parts of this I would like to have seen done better. Like, you know, last week's episode. That's the big one.
And admittedly, if Combiner Wars kept going for a second, third, fourth season, they definitely have a springboard to work from and improve. This is certainly, again, it's better than I could do. So it's certainly something. It's a starting point.
Yeah, I never liked the criticism. Let's see you do better as a point of criticism personally. But I think that the failings that I'm seeing in this come from the difficulty of doing something in this time frame. Because if they had an entire half hour episode to set up the confrontation between the Council and Optimus, Megatron, and Windblade, they could have probably made it more believable that it came out that way instead of going with the short, dumb version.
And I think, just to be frank, when it comes to trying to create serious fiction based off the Generation 1 cartoon, anything that you attempt is going to feel out of place and disjointed from, the cartoon. Because, again, the cartoon's not high fiction. It's not dramatic. There's some drama, mm-hmm. but it's mostly schlock.
There's a fair amount of that.
Schlock that I love.
Yeah. I mean, schlock is not necessarily a negative. Schlock can be entertaining, and entertaining trumps all. That's it.
Yeah.
Entertaining is like the... is like the key thing, and that's some of this has been entertaining, but again, especially Megatron. But yeah, last week was not good or entertaining.
Yeah, so like for example, what they should do, or you should, as just a mental exercise, take this, what you're getting in Combiner Wars from Machinima, and try to redo something like City of Steel using the voice acting, the animation, and the tone, or something like Child's Play, any of that, or Bot. Yeah, it's the juxtaposition between what Generation 1 was and what this is. I mean, it's striking.
Yeah, coming to this kind of story from IDW makes a lot more sense, because IDW was never that Generation 1.
Exactly. But, I mean, you have to assume, or at least based on the 99% of the people watching this who haven't read the IDW comic, unfortunately,
yeah.
Their point of context is the G1 cartoon.
Yeah, I matter of fact, if you haven't read the IDW comics and you're watching this as a follow up to the G1 cartoon, please leave us some comments. Tell us what you think of this, because I'm curious.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to This Week in History. Okay, so
we haven't really done the show yet.
Yeah, 35 minutes into the show.
Okay, we need to cut the Combiner Wars talk from future episodes. It's taking too long and is not productive.
I think people want to hear it. So, This Week in History.
But nobody cares what you think, Kilby.
Actually, what I think is the only thing that matters.
And to be fair, what everybody got took a bit longer than usual this week, too.
Yeah. It matters to you, Kilby, and that's what's important, I suppose.
Yes, it does. Okay, 2001.
Very important.
The 2001 Robots in the Skies cartoon. I can just kick you off the call right now.
You could, but it would risk screwing the recording up.
Yes, it was. Don,
yes.
Robots in the Skies debuted in America.
Oh, yeah.
With Battle Protocol.
Yes, it did.
And your life was changed forever.
Well, maybe not changed forever. Maybe not transformed forever, but we did get
It was certainly no Evolution Revolution.
But
no,
I have
transformation
to say,
revelation.
Yeah, but I do have to say that I still think the toy is one of the best Optimus Primes of all time, and I really.
We're talking about Battle Prime.
I know, I'm also going to say I think Neil Kaplan needs more credit, because I think he did a fine Optimus Prime voice.
I do too.
If they could, like, say that,
he laughed.
Yeah, if they couldn't get Gary Chalk, or let's say they couldn't get Peter Cullen for the movies, or they couldn't get Gary Chalk. I'm just saying, from previous actors, if they got Neil Kaplan to do the voice of Movie Prime, I would have been fine with that. You know, I really would have. So
I don't think you would fit, but I get where you're coming from. But Don, so what did you when you already of course knew about Car Robots?
Yeah, because I'd already imported all the toys.
Yes, but when it came to watching the series in English, how did you feel at the time?
It was a lot lighter, in tone. It was just a fun little series. You really didn't think about it a lot. You just enjoyed it because with what happened right after this premiered, you needed something light and fun to watch.
He's talking about 9/11.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the early episodes of Robots in Disguise will always be tarnished for me by the memory of the fandom at the time complaining that the news was interrupting all TV programming to talk about the very important thing that just happened instead of showing their Saturday morning cartoons.
We have sucked as people for a long time.
Yeah. But
I need to go back to RFC at that point and actually see what I said or we said, whoever was on at that point, about this. I'm curious. That would be interesting. Okay, so 1993, the Usenet group, Alt Toys Transformers, is formed. That's basically when the online Transformers fandom began.
Huh, that's interesting. I never knew before that Robots in Disguise 2001 and Alt Toys Transformers had the same birthday.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Alt Toys Transformers. Zabavor, Dave Van Dommelen. Yeah, I hope you guys are having a
Deathy
celebration right now.
Rock show.
Is Deathy still there? Rocks is not there.
Well, no,
but
I'm just talking about people that are still
there. Oh, okay. Because she was a major influence.
I was going to make a joke. Okay, so people that I still think about with all the Toys Transformers, I still – Burt Ward, Skyflight. Burt's been gone now for
– 10 years?
12, 13 years, yeah. Something like that. But I still associate Burt with all Toys Transformers.
Yeah.
I still associate Zabavor. Vice Grip X, he doesn't even go by that anymore. But there are people that, like, I have no idea what their real name is, and I haven't talked to them in, nearly 20 years. Like, Tychus the Gladiator.
Oh, man.
I know. I really like that dude. I have no idea.
Of course, then there's like, that asshole Hitman Pez. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so... yeah, it's kind of funny. But happy birthday, Alt Toys Transformers. It's where I met at least... three people on the show. John Lewis is not here, but I'm counting him.
Right.
So, happy birthday. Okay. 1985, September 10th. Voice recording for Transformers the movie begins. 1985, September 11th. Voice recording for Transformers the movie ends.
Okay, Brian, is this
a typo?
Wally
Bird directing that. It's surprising that it went that fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's not a typo?
No.
They did all the voice recording for everybody in one day?
Well, 2 days.
It's a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, I mean, how many lines of dialogue could
but
there
Wally
be?
But Wally Burr was directing. That's the whole point.
I have to assume Wally Burr probably went easier on the celebrity cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the others, you know, knew what they were doing, so.
Also, they probably told Wally to go fast so they didn't have to pay the celebrity cast that much.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the voice recording for the movie happened, like, you know, when they were recording TV episodes also.
Wouldn't shock me.
For the regular cast.
But, yeah, that's just kind of funny.
So, hey, I built Computron.
All right.
And it looks all kinds of nice.
That is awesome.
So, basically, you are now Grimlock.
Also, Rob, it might interest you to know.
Okay. Not just me.
Apparently not, and not just Hasbro either. That one leg, like, this is fine, this one. Yeah, it's just this hip.
Okay, it's the other leg on mine, but...
Huh, okay.
But that's obviously a common failing with that particular type, with that particular latch, whether it's left or right, but... Okay,
it
yeah.
Ring is a little bit weak.
Yeah, Diecast, does yours do that? Oh, I'm sorry, never mind.
I don't have mine either, so...
Yeah, but you don't care as much as Diecast does that you don't have yours yet, Kilby.
This is true.
But yeah, I took that apart and tried to fix it, and I think it is just the strength of the spring, because it actually got a little worse.
But, oops.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I'm not super worried about it, so... I just thought you might find that interesting, since I knew you had a similar problem.
Well, definitely. It's nice to know I'm not alone on that. Mm.
Okay, so jumping to the news. So
finally.
The next,
you know, I thought it would be an hour before we got a third party. I didn't think it'd actually be right.
We have a new masterpiece Transformer announced. It is Grapple, and of course it's an Inferno retool, and it's pretty.
Yeah,
I like the accessories it comes with.
Yeah, really like the accessories.
Yeah.
You can reenact the Master Builders right at home.
Yes! He has the blueprint and everything.
And the little model.
Yeah, the little model of the solar tower.
Oh, I missed that. Let me just click to that.
See,
first of all,
I'm disappointed, though, there's not a broken model that for him to just cradle sadly in his hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be like the Amazon
Japan
exclusive or something.
That'll come with Hoist.
Ah, yes, yes.
Or Shapeways.
Oh, yeah, either way. No, but I kind of wonder if, like, this and being so Master Builders oriented, I wonder if it's like a subtle hint that Hoist is on the short list.
Wouldn't shock me.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, you can't have Master Builders without him, so.
Because you can't really do accessories for Hoist Goes Hollywood, because that's stuff for other figures specifically, like half of which don't exist.
And like,
so you have tracks.
You should have like the director. He should come with the director.
Yes, he comes.
Just with the masks.
Yeah,
yeah. The mask. It comes with a little craft service table full of donuts. You can just go grab a donut if he wants to. You know,
he needs to include a mask for Masterpiece Tracks.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Then,
yes.
And then just a block of plastic to be the thing with that whatever they got out of Wheeljack's lab or whatever, just an unpainted black
piece
of plastic.
That can come with Dirge.
It could, but it won't.
Am I seeing correctly that it comes with a second, like, reduced detail grill for robot mode?
Yes.
Yes.
I like that.
Inferno does as well, right?
Well, Inferno's is that way because it has the shelf to put Red Alert on.
See, I was really hoping that Grapple would have been somewhat cheaper. Just because they weren't doing all the Red Alert carry you parts.
Well, that's just part, and they made up for it in volume of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just for, you know, out of curiosity, has a second use of a mold like that ever been cheaper in Masterpiece?
No.
No, but I was just kind of hoping that.
Neither has a third use.
I don't blame you for hoping, but yeah, I'm not surprised.
If anything, they get incrementally more expensive because they usually start being like store exclusives.
Yeah,
just look at the Seekers.
I was going to say,
or the Dotsons.
Rage a little bit cheaper, or no?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Also, Red Bumblebee was a little bit cheaper, possibly.
But it didn't come with half the accessories.
It didn't come with the exosuit,
yeah.
Or the G2 Rocket Pack.
Yeah, this doesn't have Inferno's accessories. It has different accessories. The volume is still about the same, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I like for one thing that they have an optional replacement helmet part, so you can have yellow or black depending on your preference. You know, and that's a separate thing from all the different faces too. That's good. I like the crane end tools that you can swap in. There's a lot of nice stuff here, and yes, the blueprint. They even paper blueprint.
I love it. That's the best.
Yeah,
and I noticed they've made new, more detailed shin plates for him too to match Grapple's model as opposed to Inferno's.
Hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so next news item, I don't get this. The folks who were NRG for the Transformers the Movie soundtrack.
And one member of Lion.
Yeah. Are coming together to do a new
They've already
recording.
Done it.
They've already done it? Of Instruments of Destruction. Why?
Why not?
30th anniversary.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything else to do.
That's probably a good point.
I want to hear Stan Bush do Instruments of Destruction.
That would be great. But I get Stan Bush. I mean, with Stan, this is kind of his niche.
Stan is synonymous with this.
Yeah, it stands like a celebrity within the Transformers fan culture. But the folks who were made up NRG are like, for the most part, like celebrities in the music culture. So I don't know. It just seems weird.
Oh, no, it does seem weird. I'm not going to argue that. But, you know, 30th anniversary, and I guess this is what they could accomplish.
And they can, make money off of it.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Which.
That's a good reason to do anything. But that's coming out, so I'll check that out. Let's see here. What else we got going on? So. The Legend Series eHobby exclusive Convo Bat. We have new photos and the final page of the comic is posted. and I don't exactly know what to get from the comic. I haven't read it. I can't read it because it's not in English. Has this not been translated yet? I know it just came out today, but that usually gets turned around like within a day or two.
I think I saw one page was translated, but I think it was like page 4 or something.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen a translation for.
I love it less actually seeing it, but I'm still buying it.
It looks like, fairly nice next to Beast Wars 10th Anniversary Optimus Primal.
I'm looking at it next to the actual Bat Optimus Prime, and it just looks off.
Well, it looks
obviously
like
it's not going to look the same. It's a different design, but it just looks where Beast Wars, of course, had the aesthetic where everything is organic. G1 animals are not, and it's just more striking that it's different. Where when you don't have it, when you're not looking at it right beside the original toy, it I don't know, in my mind, it comes off better.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I do like, I never really noticed that the two little yellow highlights on the chest were basically supposed to be bat eyes before. So,
oh, neat. Okay, let's see here. What's going on? Next item we have. Photos of Lyokaiser.
Somebody got a hold of it.
I need this so bad.
Yes, I want this. I just hope it's not another Matty Collector situation trying to get one of.
When is this? Does Entertainment Earth normally do pre-orders?
I think.
I mean, they have exclusives all the time. I'm sure they do.
Like, I have a pre-order up right now for Groove that I pre-ordered before I ordered it from Amazon. And, when they didn't get it in a second batch or whatever, so I'll probably get it next month. I don't need it, but I pre-ordered it, and I pre-ordered it from a couple of places trying to get one. I really need this as soon as it comes out, so I want to avoid that.
I don't know. I haven't actually dealt with them before. So.
Yeah, I don't remember like when they had the Bumblebee and Grimlock 2-pack, if that had a pre-order period or if it was just in stock at one point. And I think part of that, too, is going to just come down to like how Hasbro tells them they can handle the ordering for it.
Yeah.
Or you can just always go to Robot Kingdom and pre-order it now if you don't mind the overseas shipping.
How much is shipping? How much are we talking about?
I'm not sure right off the top of my head.
Yeah,
probably like $50.
Well,
it's not going to be cheap, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'll tell you this. Last week when Unite Warriors Computron hit, I went to Hobby Link Japan, and their base shipping either EMS or FedEx. EMS was cheaper. It was about $45 last week for Computron. So I would say be around that.
But Brian said he needed this as soon as it comes out, so... How badly does he really need it?
Exactly.
Yeah, you got a point.
I think it's really pretty, and I just keep going in my head, do I really need a Lyokaiser?
Yes, you do.
I definitely need a Lyokaiser.
I don't need two Brawls in my life on one combiner. I don't ever need that.
I'm really surprised that one of these didn't end up as that nose cone remold.
I have a feeling it wasn't available yet.
That would have made a pretty good drill horn.
But now, yeah. I was talking to my friend Fred, and he was asked me, is Takara going to do a version of this set? And I said, no one knows. But I'm thinking that's the interesting thing, is Takara going to use this set and revamp it like they did for Megatronia?
I'm pretty sure they have to at this point.
If they do, though, will they go full Takara on this and give us a torso that is made of two separate robots?
And how will that work out?
I'd buy it at that point just because, it's like it's like Computron or Grand Galvatron or something. They're doing something so different, I have to get in on that. At the same time, the way Blastoff turned out, the way Groove turned out, Groove doesn't have like structural problems, but it's just weirdly designed compared to the other toys. I have troubled feelings on them trying to do something quite that ambitious all on their own.
Not to derail things too much, but do you find you like Afterburner better than Groove? Because I do.
I think it's better because it's a color. there's a little bit more of a look to it. The backpack with the scoop going over the head, though, isn't it's not my favorite thing, let's put it that way.
I gotcha.
Okay. Next item, Robots in Disguise app update. So Combiner Force, that came up, and new character Skyhammer, activators and more. So Combiner Force, I saw this in the ether yesterday on Twitter, people talking about potential combiners maybe coming to Robots in Disguise. That would be awesome.
Yeah, they're called Crash Combiners, and from the look of the pictures in this app, they are basically Energon-style combiners.
Oh, that's
like power. They're power. They power link.
Yeah, that's what everybody wanted again. Was Energon again, right?
I do want Energon again with like what has been learned in engineering over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah,
I want to see that tried again.
Because if you look at the one image, sorry, Don, I'll just get through this.
Which one are we talking about?
If you look at some of the images in the gallery, like the one of the new character from the back, you can see some arms hanging off of his lower legs. So, you know, we're definitely looking at the Energon style again.
What I'm wondering is, since they're calling these Crash Combiners, if it's not going to be like, you know, something on the order of like a one-step toy, and you literally do crash them together and they just auto-form into the combined form.
That'd be great. Duocon style. Duocons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a great play pattern.
Yes, it would.
I would sooner expect something like that than something like, you know, the Minicon battle pack style where it's posable figures that combine.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah,
I want to see what it is. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, next item. So, Transformers Legends, Soundwave, facial images.
Sure is.
Is somebody holding off for this as opposed to the Hasbro version?
Not I.
I'm thinking about it. I have not made up my mind yet.
Oh, you know what's not in here is there was those pictures of Legends Astro Train that went up.
Yeah, that just went up today, right?
Yesterday?
Last night?
Or last night.
Ish.
It's not that much different to me.
Astro Train, I'm definitely getting the Legends version.
Did I put that in the show notes? And I think I might put that under T-Former.
It's not that different for me to justify the extra cost and weight that it would be to get
Soundwave? I like the blue cassette door over the clear Hasbro version.
Oh, I agree, but that's not...
That goes a long way for me.
You could probably get a little blue, like, gel insert to put inside American Soundwave's door and get that effect. Like, clear blue, a piece of clear blue plastic, a transparency off of something.
Now, I already shipped mine, so I may be wrong when I get it in hand, but, you know, I thought the U.S. one would suffice.
You may be right. It'll be interesting to see them side by side for sure.
Now, Blaster was another story. I'm getting the Legends Blaster because I just couldn't stand the colors on the Hasbro one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but Soundwave just doesn't look that different, does it?
Oh, here it is. Okay. I failed to put this in. So, yeah, that certainly does look a little better. I'm saddened, though, that it's not just straight up white.
I think if anything, the Hasbro one would have ended up being straight up white if one of them was going to be.
I know, right? Which is weird. Why was that?
Well, the details on the figure are so very much from the animation model. I can see as why they went with the gray for the Hasbro version, which, you know, is pretty unusual for them since they've been, you know, leaning towards the toys as things go.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know. Just.
The one,
it looks nice.
Yeah, the one thing about the Legends that I really do appreciate, though, is the they painted in some of the windows on the cockpit canopy. Which,
oh yeah, I see that now. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah, that's really nicely detailed. That's something that I really missed on the U.S. version.
This picture's kind of small, but it looks like they did on the front of the train too.
Oh, cool! I'd missed that.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Those look like yellow windows on the front of the train.
It is, yeah, they are.
I like the colors on this a lot better. But I already bought Astro Train too.
Buy another.
yeah, B. Kilby.
That's the thing for me. These colors are probably better than the U.S. version, but they are not so much better that I'm willing to pay the extra and the shipping and et cetera over the Astro Train I already have.
Well, honestly, I have DX9's Chigger, And that is pretty much the same coloring as the Takara version, so
I'm fine with my Platinum Edition. That's good enough.
I want to see Titans Return Platinum Astro Train.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so
although you probably get that if you just get a Sentinel and an Astro Train and start mixing parts.
Okay, so movie block. We have Hot Rod's vehicle mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we sure do.
That's his vehicle.
What is that diecast?
It's a Lamborghini.
That's okay.
Right, that was the speculation that's been going around for a while.
Do you have one of those?
Oh yeah, I have like three of them.
You got like two Corvettes, right?
Yeah, white and blue.
I mean, like seriously, you just have the one now.
Yeah, I just have the blue one now.
Okay,
but
still pretty cool.
Has a white Autobot logo on, if that counts at all.
Like on the hood?
No, on the back glass.
Well, my Hyundai Elantra has a G2 Autobot symbol on the back of it. It's pretty sweet. That was my BotCon car. Okay, so neat. Okay, thank you, Amazon. This is the segment of the show where we thank Amazon for being great, and thank you, the listener and viewer, for shopping at tfradio.net/Amazon, because you can buy basically anything there. And Amazon, when you use that link, sends back a little bit of money our way to help us pay for the show.
Yeah, Amazon, let's check some prices on Amazon. They certainly don't have a lot of Titans Return stuff.
But, you know, you can buy toilet paper there.
Yeah, you can buy...
Or purses.
Oh, Fort Max dropped down to 130.
Oh, hey.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but it's a pre-order, but it's coming out the end of this month. So 130 for Fort Max.
If you pre-order at this price, no matter what it is, when it comes out at the end of the month, you get it for 130.
Yeah, let's see. I think we created a link for that. I think it's tfradio.net/Fort Max, if I'm not wrong.
Also, Dragon Quest VII comes out for the 3DS next week.
Oh, I've got it pre-ordered, yeah. Yeah, tfradio.net/Fort Max. FORTMAX, lowercase letters, $130.01 in free Prime shipping.
That's price. A great price.
That's phenomenal. And it's still listed as pre-order, so right here.
So, Don, what did you think of Fortress Maximus when you got it?
When I got him, I was happy, and then I opened the box and was disappointed.
Aw. But you
paid... for $130, you might have been happier with it.
Well, no. I got it for $115.
Thanks, Don. Anyway, what else is on Amazon this week?
Don cheated by using Dononomics. Which is like trickle-down Dononomics is what he calls it. Let's see here. What else we got on Amazon? I was looking at something. So we have this bus transformer that I keep meaning to buy. It's Malia Transformers Distortion Bus Changer Transform into Bus Action Figure Toy. That's the name of it in Amazon's system.
It looks pretty cool.
It does.
Yeah. I'm probably just going to go ahead and buy this now.
Oh, Amazon has 3 grooves left in stock, sold and shipped by Amazon. So, groove.
tfradio.net/groove, if I remember correctly.
Final groove.
And this one is available as 1 day for shipping for me if I want it. So,
And some of the stores haven't even gotten in groove that, you know, we're doing pre-orders for it. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But yeah,
the whole groove thing didn't work out very well, did it?
No,
I didn't. But for Max for $130 is a great deal, unless you're Don. Okay.
Yes, Don can do better.
No. No, I'm just saying, not having gotten Metroplex, I wasn't familiar with the mold in general.
It's pretty darn different.
And I don't know what I was expecting, but I didn't get it with that toy.
Fortress Maximus is different from Metroplex, but in a lot of the fundamental mechanical senses, it's the same kind of thing.
Hey.
That being said, it's a great playset for your Titan Master toys.
Hey, Don, do you have any eBay auctions up right now?
I have a few up, yes.
Hey, do you want to give us some examples?
So Diecast can bid on it and not pay?
No, I'll do it. I want to do it. So last week, I just want to mention this. Don had an item. He had it up on eBay. Diecast said, this was just so much fun last week pre-show. This is actually before we started streaming. Don mentioned that he paid X. Diecast said, oh, yeah, I found it for 1/2 X. and, you know, sort of like broke the Dononomics thing, and it was hilarious. But Don was so pissed off. I've known Don for years, and I've never seen him so angry. It was beautiful. Don. I never want to make Don angry.
No.
Don is so pissed off right now. Don, I'm sorry. So.
I'm just sitting here looking good, letting you dig your own grave. It's like, yeah, here's a bigger shovel.
I hear a grinding sound. What's that? That's Don's teeth.
No, I dropped my fan out of my lap.
Third party news. So let's see here. Lots of stuff this week. We'll try to get through it pretty quick. So diecast, is this item the first item here? What you wanted to talk about?
I don't think it is.
You don't? Okay. So KFC reveals Simba, their unofficial Victory Leo.
Yes, this is the item.
And it combines with Star Saber to make Victory Saber.
Okay, here's my thing. Weren't they saying that they were originally on Star Saber? They thought there was ports where Takara may have put in so they could do this down the road.
Well, apparently KFC got impatient and didn't want to wait for Takara.
Yeah.
And at that price, I mean, it would probably be almost the same, if not cheaper, to buy a Takara version if that was released.
What's the price on it?
160.
Yeah,
because if Inferno and Grapple are running 140, not counting any price drop before they come out, Victory Leo is going to be a hell of a lot more massive figure just by what he has to do compared to those two.
And there's going to be more engineering in it also.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. And I hate to say it, but I think it looks great.
Oh, really?
Just remember it's a KFC product.
Yes, I'm not buying it for that reason.
It looks great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in their defense, their stuff has been getting better. I've seen their reviews.
Have you been buying it, Don? Have you been testing it?
No, I mean, they haven't really had anything I've wanted lately, but I do watch the reviews. And I am kind of on the fence about getting Double Deck, their twin cast. And I've been watching the reviews for their Retgar. And it seems that their quality is definitely improving.
As long as you get on the fourth or fifth production run, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's someone who reviewed that figure that would know. Can't think of anyone, though.
No, I can't think of any reviewer I would watch that has touched those figures.
Oh, that's mean. So which figure was it, diecast, that you have?
The KFC. I reviewed the KFC.
Junkions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, their quality is improving. It's hard to tell with the Junkions because there was a lot of engineering.
They're Junkions. They're junk to begin with.
Are you sure the quality's improving and it's not just like thematically appropriate now?
The whole swapping parts, and there was a lot of pieces that could come on or off. So the Junkions.
Well, that sounds appropriate.
So it's hard to say.
Don, now that we have this third-party Star Saber or Victory Saber, does this give you hope that we might have a Masterpiece-style God Magnus?
I would rather see the Masterpiece Fire Convoy and the Car Robot Brothers, because I think a lot of people would enjoy the Car Robot Brothers and Masterpiece size.
Anybody enjoy those toys the first time they came out?
Oh, I like them just fine. I don't think they'd work as Masterpieces.
Well, I think having the extra mass and the extra room as Masterpieces would make people who found the originals a little fiddly or too complex
better. Would they be true to the original toy if, like, a car didn't hang off their butt in robot mode?
Well, no.
No, seriously.
X-Bronze Case's forearm.
Yes.
Because, see, like, the show is fairly accurate to the toy design, so to be true to either one, they would have to have all those extraneous parts just hanging off at random. There's really no way to get around that without getting away from what makes them them. Yeah.
But I think you could streamline the process so it looks a little better, but still invokes the same. Because there's several Masterpieces out there that don't look exactly perfect in either mode. They're sort of a compromise.
I would like to see is Masterpiece JRX Rail Racer.
Yes, I was hoping we would get a Combiner Wars JRX, you know, because that seemed like, you know, if they're doing combiners.
I'd rather have her riding.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But we're specifically talking about, like, car robots, robots in disguise, masterpieces. I'll think of JRX.
Yeah, and I'm trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
Make a set of masterpieces exactly. That can combine in sets of three or six so you can use them as both JRX and Raiden.
That wouldn't work.
I have no interest in this Simba figure. I have no interest in, you know, whatever it is.
I love the name, though.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if it was an official, I would probably get it because I have Star Saber.
Like, if it were an official Simba figure, so like one of the Disney label toys?
No, if it were an official, whatever its official name is.
Actually, I guess Bandai has those now.
Victory Leo diecast.
Victory Leo, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm hoping KFC will do an evil recolor of this and call it Mufasa.
Yes! Scar, was it Scar?
Scar.
Scar.
Mufasa would
right,
have
Scar.
Getting... Mufasa would have getting trampled to death action.
Ooh.
Okay, so Toy Base, whoever that is, Master Series Double Evil, an official MP style Overlord. So this is a more faithful G1 take on Overlord as opposed to Carnifex.
Well, yes, kind of. I mean, like, as far as we can tell, there's no base mode for it, so it's kind of losing some of it in that way.
I don't think it quite looks as good as Carnifex, but that's me.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a stylistic thing, I guess.
Any idea how much this is going to cost or how big it's going to be?
They have a comparison picture.
Oh, Star Saber.
Yeah.
So it's pretty darn big.
Yeah, so probably pretty darn expensive. I would guess in the $200 neighborhood.
So, I mean, other third-party companies are able to make figures about the size of Star Saber. I mean, we for about the same price as Star Saber. So hopefully not, but... Now that I see him beside a Star Saber, I do, or see them, or whatever you want to say, I think I like it a little better, I guess. But it's still...
Something's a little off, it looks like.
Yeah.
It's something's a little off. It's not majorly off. Like, with a little bit of tweaking, I can't put my finger on it. I would like it a lot better.
Thick.
Yeah, maybe.
No, it's a little bit off. I also think, like, with Carnifex being a thing, we know there's going to be Titan's Return Overlord from Hasbro.
Yeah, for
$20. I just, like, kind of debate how necessary this is. Because even if you don't want the specifically IDW-style Overlord that Carnifex is, the Hasbro one's probably going to be a little bit closer to the G1 and Master Force look.
Yeah, probably. Master Force. Okay. So Toy Base, Master Series again, unofficial MP scale G2 Optimus Prime and Robots in Disguise Scourge.
See, this is what I thought Diecast was talking about before. Because that Robots in Disguise Scourge just doesn't seem like it should exist in a vacuum.
I don't know. Again, it just looks a little off. It looks nice. But I'm happy with the original toys.
I like this one a lot better than the Overlord.
All of these look off to me. Overlord and the two robots in disguise ones. They're...
And I'll say they look off compared to what we expect now from third party.
Yeah.
Had this come out 3 years ago, it would be like, oh my god, what is this? Oh. So like they're doing a great, like whoever these people are, they're doing a great job considering this is like their first stuff under this brand.
Well, and like they're showing actual prototypes as their debut stuff. That's not just,
yeah,
you know,
that's
art.
Impressive. That's impressive. But, yeah, I don't know. There's something – like, I'm just fine with the original toys. I don't really need masterpiece versions of Scourge or G2 Optimus.
I mean, okay, G2 Optimus I can see because that can fit in with your other masterpieces in some context. Scourge, there is nothing else within its series. You know, there's no other Robots in Disguise masterpiece stuff. And – existing in isolation, it's too big to interact with anything else. There is not obviously they needed something to recolor their G2 Optimus into that would get attention. I don't know. I don't think this should be it though. That's all.
Somebody want it.
Yeah,
I'd go with Laser Magnus first, honestly.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll see that they're seeing a niche that neither Takara or Hasbro is filling with Robots in Disguise toys.
Like, Or like Leonidas was with Lyo Convoy.
Yeah, and like if this company keeps doing Robots in Disguise themed masterpieces to actually fill out a collection with this Scourge, that's, you know, a different thing entirely. Just as it is, though, this feels really unnecessary.
Okay, so next item. Haven't we already seen these? Speed Bump and Lori? Or is this just another...
So there's like actual images of the figures now. The story before this was, I think, just the promo sheets for them.
But if you want a Trailbreaker,
yes. Masterpiece,
Trailbreaker, they should just call him Trailbreaker. Trail or Breaker and Hoist. This is, you can get
those. Certainly are options. No, but their Hoist is cool. It comes with parts to do Decepticon Raider and King Arthur's Court.
That's sweet.
It's got the...
Is that the Bad Cube version? I thought that was the Fans Toys version.
No,
that's the Bad Cube one. It's got the knight and the horse. And
I cannot keep them straight.
And I saw part of the video that was posted for the transformation on that, and it definitely is a Bad Cube figure, man. That is.
The lower legs. Oh God, yeah,
about parts count at all.
Yeah, it's like they took all the complexity of Sunstreaker of their Sun Surge figure and just stuck. Say, like, we can make one leg more complicated than the entire figure, and that's like what they did to get that one leg into leg mode. From hunk of car mode is like magical origami engineering.
You know, it sounds to me like they should really be working on designing Masterpiece Revenge of the Fallen toys.
Oh God, they look nice though.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
I will say sometimes. I am debating on which way I'm going to go because all three of their Trailbreaker, there's three Trailbreakers and three different Hoists coming out from three different companies. So it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do at all.
Okay, so last news item, PD-01 Robot V2 and Star Pilot images, third-party Biotron and Star Saber set. Now, I like these.
It's different.
Yeah, it's something different.
I don't know what it is, but it's different.
Exactly. Oh. I mean, Star Saber, but...
And a Microman toy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I like seeing different things like this. Mm-hmm. So in Star Saber, I'm assuming, or Saber, is it just supposed to be Saber? Oh wait, no, it's Star Saber.
If it's that small, isn't it supposed to be the Brain of Courage?
I would assume, yes.
Yeah.
Which is an odd thing to have with like a MicroMaster kind of thing, yeah. But
it's weird, but I like it.
It certainly is weird.
I think there's a lot of opportunity for, I mean, like things that we just aren't. We just looked at Trailbreaker and Hoist. I mean, we've got 75 of those coming, so there's opportunity for diversity here.
Yeah, definitely. And,
diversity in something that, yeah, I don't want it.
Infinite diversity and infinite combinations.
If I was actually just gonna go there,
so it's neat looking.
I don't think we have much diversity, Brian.
No, we don't. We're all fat white nerds, and. But for $38, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. That's it for the news. Questions, feedback, then we'll jump to also on T-Formers. This was just an interesting tweet that we got yesterday because it made us think, and I don't know that we ever actually found an answer, from One Negro, which is Juanito Black 007 on Twitter. What is Takara Day Edition? I've seen it a few times on Transformers on eBay with that listing description. So we kind of bounced around on what we thought it could be. Like, I saw Takara Day, then I saw First Day, and then it sort of made me think of, like, New Year, like First Day being First Day of the Year. That sort of led me to think New Year Convoy, which came out in 2002. And I never really thought about, like, what New Year's Convoy actually meant. So... I mean, realistically, I'm like, oh, hey, that's cool. It comes with a mouse pad.
wasn't that the one that came with the Action Master Optimus also?
Animatrix on a chain, yeah. Yeah. But you thought that it could be a lunchtime special. or a first day release.
That was one of my thoughts. Also, the phrasing I kept seeing on eBay was Transformers Day Edition, and I'm wondering if there is some kind of Transformers Day in Japan. But I don't know.
I always thought Takara Day was because Takara will grant official licenses for a day or for a short period of time.
What do you mean?
Well,
like some of the like garage kits that they've done of
But these are official toys. Right. These are like it was like Star Saber and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So if you're out there,
sorry, Don, I keep stepping on your toes tonight.
That's fine.
You're doing very diecast though, Rob.
Diecast hasn't been strangled yet, so
yes.
He's doing pretty well.
So we're
he's
all ahead of the well. Game.
So it looks like I think diecast. Well, actually, no, I guess it was me pulled Don into the JT Hog diecast feud. So,
yeah,
but that was me.
Yeah.
But if you're out there and you're if you know what this is, Takara Day Edition, first day, whatever it is, shoot us a tweet at TF Radio. Or send us an email, contact@tfradio.net, Facebook message. Let us know, because we're actually pretty curious about this. Yeah. Like, if you live in Japan and you're like, oh, yeah,
or China.
I know exactly what it is. Or China.
Well, a lot of the eBay listings, when I was researching this, that had this phrasing, seemed to be out of China. So this might be... I was thinking, like, it probably means something, and it's just being translated in a way we can't quite process.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about a specific Transformers Day, but there is like they did do like a Transformers Festival a few years. That it's possible that it's just peculiarity of the translation, and these are from the like week long Transformers Festival event that Takara does every so often.
Yeah. So yeah, if anybody can confirm one way or the other, let us know.
Yes, please.
Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, we've got a couple of reviews. I finished my Alpha Trion review yesterday. That's up. Right before the show, XV posted Chrome Dome and Styler. He also has a gallery up for Wolfwire and Monzo. And we've got some new photos of Iron Factory's unofficial God Jinrai. Which, cool. Interestingly, also seems to take some design elements from War Within Optimus Prime.
It's basically War Within Optimus Prime God Jinrai.
Yeah, weird. But neat.
Yeah. Okay, on the network this week, we have Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Rob and his wife, Kristen, design a cat combiner on the show. I listened, and it was really interesting. I really enjoyed that. On Take 4 Wrestling, Episode 7. JT Hogg and I talk about one of my favorite wrestling pay-per-views of all time, Starrcade 1985. On the RFC Manicast, John and Diecast have a Transformers Earth Wars interview. And Scott was sick for...
Oh, no, he wasn't sick. He went to a Labor Day party without telling anybody.
A Labor Day? What's a Labor Day party?
I guess it's the party you have on Labor Day when you're not going to work.
And
because you're a
drunk?
Filthy government employee you don't have to work on Labor Day.
Gotcha.
Damn it, Scoot.
Well, so what would you guys have watched?
We're going to watch Wolf in the Fold. We're going to just put it off till next week from the original series.
Do you know that Cardassians are like Timberwolves?
Yeah, it's all about positioning.
Yeah. Awesome.
I got to get Mickey to watch those episodes at some point. He's apparently never seen Chain of Command.
Chain of Command is so awesome. In many ways, Chain of Command is so awesome.
In many ways, it's also so awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think next time I visit Mickey, I'm just going to force him to sit down and watch those episodes.
Okay, let's see here. You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Hey, we're getting close to 3,000 follows, so...
maybe we should have a contest.
We should. Or if... Yeah. Let's do a contest or just follow us. Help us get us over the hump. Thanks, Chris. I'll figure out a contest.
Oh, you do have an extra groove coming, don't you?
Whenever I get them, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
If I knew when I was getting it, I would totally be all about that. But heck, I don't know.
You heard it here first. We're having a contest to give away Brian's groove.
I'm not going to even go there. So you can follow us or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. That's where we post all of our podcasts and links and stuff there. It's pretty great, and it's a good way to interact with us. And I am personally on Twitter at bkilby. I started this week posting angry old man Transformers fan tweets, partly because we all know what cognitive dissonance is. It's when you have like two competing ideas that are, you know, not compatible, but you still believe both. So it's kind of like that. There's like things that, like, I still have biases against certain things, but also at the same time I fully endorse certain things. So sometimes, like, my left brain wants to complain about things, so I think I'm just going to start tweeting out angry old man tweets that way. And I may actually do a podcast about it.
You say that about a lot of things, though.
I do. But eventually I will.
You never got around to that Star Trek podcast you always talked about.
You did it, though. I didn't have to.
No, but, I mean, that was your idea originally. You wanted to do that. And yeah, you never did. True.
Didn't we record one on the Pale Moonlight?
No. Well, I mean, you were on that one episode of Star Trek for that.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you didn't really say anything, though.
I don't remember.
That's why you haven't been invited back.
I don't want to be back. I just like listening.
Do you actually listen to it, though?
Yeah, I was listening to, I've been listening to the Geordi stuff.
How'd you like that month of episodes?
So I've only listened to like a half an episode, but I have been listening. Like, since I moved, I hardly have a chance to listen to podcasts. I made a point last night. I love Retronauts, the podcast about classic video games. I made a point to stay up late last night just so that I could listen to the newest episode because I don't commute. I can't really do it at work, so I will listen.
You know, moving closer to work has really ruined your life.
I know. Chris, how do we find you?
Well, instead of promoting my own Twitter during this segment, I actually want to take a moment and tell people to, if they don't already, go follow Chris McFeely because he started doing a really interesting thing lately where he is every day posting little known fact about the G1 cartoon. And there's some really interesting stuff that he's come up with. So go check that out instead of coming and looking at me complain about like not having tacos or something.
Yeah, that's great. And we love Chris. Chris is one of our own. And
one of our many Chris's.
One of our many Chris's. We need to have a Chris cast.
I know.
It's you, McFeely, Triplett, Fort Max. Max. Yeah. Anybody else?
Well, not any of our like regulars, no.
Okay. Chris cast. I really like how Fort Max's hair is coming in. It looks really good.
It's surprising like the quality of hair Fort Max has.
Fort Max has great hair.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's see here. Anybody? Diecast.
Yeah.
How do we find you?
Diecast, I don't blame you for falling asleep during all that.
The most important way to follow me is on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
It looks like you just got a big bump in subscribers recently.
Yeah, there's been a lot of new subscribers. Thank you to everyone.
You're going to pass us eventually.
And hopefully, you know, we'll get some more subscribers. And the next video will probably be Despotron because that should be shipping out within the next couple days.
Awesome. Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at TF Radio or you can reach me at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Awesome. Rob.
I am at RAC2750 on Twitter, and you can see both Chris and my video reviews on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Highbrow coming
Sweet.
Soon.
Awesome. Okay, well, guys, thank you very much. Thank you out there for listening or watching. You can watch this, of course, at YouTube.
Yeah,
we stream live
each Wednesday. Always watch the YouTube live stream if you're here on Wednesday nights.
Yeah,
it's great. We know not all of you can be, so then just watch the replay of it on YouTube after we're done.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, we will be back next week. We'll see you later.
Take care, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.